أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. After speaking very briefly about the nur of the day of Qiyamah and the condition of the mu'mineen and the munafiqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts humble, لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, for the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and that it humbles for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed of the truth, and that is the Qur'an Kareem. This ayat, according to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was revealed 4 years after the beginning of revelation. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says it was about 13 years after the revelation had begun to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayah is reminding in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikiram, those that had persevered for this deen, those who had to undergo hardships, severities, because they had brought iman, that there should never be a time when we become laxed with regards to our basic commitment to the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that of the Qur'an Kareem. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very beautifully, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stirs within our hearts the consciousness towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala requires from us in this ayah is أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. That our hearts humble itself for the dhikr of Allah and for the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of humbling ourselves for the dhikr of Allah? Some have stated that we submit totally, totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others have stated that here it refers to the softness of the heart, so that within the heart there is the capability, the ability of accepting Allah, of remembering Allah, of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have stated it is the development of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will then motivate us to make the dhikr of Allah, and we will then submit to whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat has revealed in the Quran Sharif. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated in one hadith that we should not speak except our speech should include the dhikr of Allah, because if we do not do that, then we will suffer from the hardness of our hearts. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And the believers, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, should not become like those who were given the kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, min qablu, before that. So when they were given the kitab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that first generation, they remained with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, those who had brought iman obviously, and then their hearts had softened. But then what happened? فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Then a long period of time had passed. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had left, and now they were left without a Nabi of Allah. They had the Kitab of Allah, they had the Rijal, they had the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then they detached themselves from the Kitab of Allah, They detached themselves from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the result of it was that they began to suffer from one disease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts had hardened. Now this is a disease that comes in the person. It is such a disease that now expels and dispels all ability to turn towards Allah. It dispels our capacity to make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is the hardness of the heart. And then Allah says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, and many of them had become fasiqeen, many of them had become transgressive. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that there needs to be a continuous renewal of the softness of heart, the humbleness of the heart, so that we may turn all the time towards Allah. And one simple solution to that is to remember Allah, to make the dhikr of Allah, to attach ourselves to the kitab of Allah, and to attach ourselves to the rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the ahlullah, the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Very beautifully, in the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a physical example, an example that we experience all the time. Right now, we experience it in the last few days. Allah says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Know that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives life to the earth after it had died. The earth, when there is no rain, the earth hardens. And when the earth becomes hard, there is no rain, what happens? Whatever is on the earth, whatever was lush, now becomes yellow. Now everything begins to disintegrate. Everything flies up in the air, and we see dust upon dust, and we see a very hard land. And this is the example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us, that of the rain, that of the land. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat's rain is the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat, is the anwarat, is the illumination and the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down in the heart. The dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat takes place, tilawat of the Quran takes place, total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those things keep the heart soft. So Allah is saying, if the earth also accepts the rain and it also changes its condition, then how much more difficult would it be for the heart to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Certainly we have elucidated, certainly we have clearly explained for you the verses, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you would understand and you would turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.